Yeah, it was a dock. The dock was drained. A cofferdam was put into the dock fairly early on in the commencement of the project. And then we had a a 9-month program to get the project out to tender. And again, Roland Bellotti was very clear that if you didn't get the documents out for tender, there was always the danger that projects like this would be stopped. And he wanted it to happen. So he said, you know, you've got 9 months, we've got to get these documents out the door. So we did 9 months' work, got the documents out the door, and then the whole thing went on hold. Well, the government rethought the status of the project, but it was actually the fact that he'd gone out to tender and the contractors' prices were in that it made it very difficult to kill the project. And that he'd seen in Hong Kong that was absolutely a critical part of building big transport infrastructure projects like this, that you needed to move them fast. So we then went on hold for about 2.5 years, except it wasn't on hold. And we then went through a terribly painful process where we went back through all the drawings and effectively refined the building. And everything was questioned, everything was went back through, and then eventually we had a project that we thought was absolutely right. And what then happened was it then restarted. And when it restarted, what was interesting was that London Underground suddenly had introduced a whole new series of regulations. They had new ideas about how they were going to staff the building. And so we went through yet another process of redesign to look at the efficiency of the building, how the building would be operated. And so the building, through the process, the building became more and more refined for its function. So what we ended up with was something that was, you know, incredibly dynamic. But again, going back to the early vision, you know, one of the things that was in the brief to us from day one was, you've got to make this building flexible. These guys will change it. These engineers will come and change everything. London Underground, they'll take bits away. They won't put them back, so you've got to bolt everything down. You mustn't allow things to be removed easily. You've got to be able to refit this building without taking cladding away. And that was how the building was designed. So, you know, what is it now? 20-odd years on, we've got a building that still retains pretty well all its original cladding. There aren't ceilings missing.